Yeah, we're all on. Thank you. Yeah, you want to start?
Can anyone hear?
Hello?
Hello, can anyone hear?
I think so. Can you hear? Hello, Yossi? Yossi, is it clear?
Yeah, yes, I can hear clearly, yeah. Can hear you clearly.
You can hear, it's not you. Unless you want to go to the share somewhere.
No, it's okay, we can hear you. You're on record. One sec.
All right, let's go, make a start. Let's make a quick recap of what we learned last week. It's quite good without the camera, actually. I must say, much more relaxed.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's good. So just last week, we learned about what you have to have after you make kiddush. So we said, ideally, one should have a meal after kiddush. That's in Siman Reish Ayin Gimel. Kiddush below his soad. If a person makes kiddush, we didn't have a meal afterwards, he's not Yosef's kiddush. So he should have a meal straight afterwards. And like we said, mum is straight after you can. I always learn mum is not straight after, but the remorse loshen is, sorry, lechel mum kiddush la'alta. Once you eat the kiddush straight away. So we said last week, says lavdavka, mum is straight away, we shouldn't, not unnecessarily, but I was told one should really try to make it that one makes the kiddush and one has the suda more or less straight away. If one got delayed unexpectedly, then that's okay. But chatchila, one should make kiddush and one should start straight away. Even but if one went out, he had to go out into the garden to get something, that's also okay. But ideally, one should make kiddush in the same place and eat more or less straight away. What do you have to eat? So this is an interesting halachah over here. In the Reish Ayin Gimel Siv Hei, it says over here, the kosa goyim, and it says that a person is allowed to use things for kiddush. That's klar. Pas is definitely good. Bread is no shy at all. In fact, the Bi'alocha in Divra Masal, Kosva Ga'onim, writes over here, there's a meaning by some people, of a sefer ma'aseh rav kosu, shagro, that the gon, after kiddush ayom, even by kiddush in the daytime, lo ha'yom ha'kaddush elav ha'pas, v'mokam suda gemura. He only had a proper meal. V'loi mini targima. He didn't use anything else, or yain. He wouldn't use any mezonos or wine. He only did it if you had pas. I've actually been to kiddush once, actually, at the kiddush, and I came to wish Molotov to the Baal Simcha. He just made kiddush, and I tried to speak to him. He couldn't speak. I wanted to say Molotov to the Baal Simcha. He said, no. He had just washed the Zizidayim, and he actually washed for Hamaitzi straight after the kiddush. So that is Lashis Agro. The nice that we're maker with this, we hold that you can make mazonis. Mazonis also right, Mr. Brewer says over here, you're going to see the Gaonim hold, you can even use wine. But the Mr. Brewer says, definitely, you can use wine, which we're going to see better some soon. Mazonis is all right. So cakes and things like that, loshen kugel, anything which is mazonis and ala mechia, one could be yetzer with. It actually makes a problem on Pesach this. On Pesach, many people who don't rock, they don't have matzah meal mixed with liquid, so their cakes are normally made from potato starch, and therefore their cakes is shahakru, it's not mazonos. So that actually is a problem for them. We'll see how you get around this, but the chayra for that is a bit of a problem. You can't be yotzi yasuda with a shahakru. You have to use mazonos, and we're going to see that you can use wine as well. the goinim, this is a shiz of the goinim, which is brought in the machaba. That afilu ochol dover mud. Even someone that's something smaller, shosa kosh yayin. It means dover mud means a kazayas of suda. Means either a kazayas of bread, a kazayas of cake or biscuits, any mazonos besides rice. Or the 5 minim: wheat, spelt, rye, barley, oats. Any one of those things. One has a kazayas of those, or shosa kosh yayin shechayev alo brocha, where he has to make a brocha on it because the brocha it has a revius. Yotze Yidei Kiddush Monsters, a Kiddush from the Goinim, that you can be Yotze Kiddush Makam Suda with wine. That's what we said last time. The Maaseh, many of Rishonim disagree with this, and therefore not everyone holds to this, and therefore actually it's brought down over here let me just find the Mishnah Berurah here. In Sivkot Chaf Hei, I have condition I go to make egg, I will taste the shabbat, and the captain will show them any day say they kiss welcome to the kiss yayin. You're not yet with wine. But Al Kane, near a shayin lachal, was there a machmas chak. One shouldn't rely on using wine as your suda, because not even though the guy in the shogun all brings it down, but Kweig and others bring many rishonim who disagree with this heta. And therefore, lechatchil, if one can, one should try and avoid using wine as a substitute. Mishnah Berurah says even when you do, you should only use it with makom adchak. It looks like from the Mishnah Berurah that you should only use this in the morning kiddush. Mishnah Hatzion says who doubts the wish rabbi achleiro in which it's also become makom, but kiddush or shachris, yes, lismach alamakin in the main yain. I'm sorry, the main yain called kach. Sorry, let's talk about how much you need to have. Sorry. The Meister, this thing of using wine is should only be used ideally in the daytime. If one's mum is stuck, one can use it at night time as well, but ideally one should use it only in the daytime. Again, we spoke about how much you need to drink. So some of the opinion is that the Mekadish should drink a Molly Lugmov, which is about 45 mil, plus a whole Rubius. And for all the listeners, it's enough just a Rubius. That means it's clear a revius is a suda. The only question is the one who makes kiddush, does he have to have a revius plus a molly lugmov? And some say, no, a revius in total is good enough. That means he has his molly lugmov plus a little bit more to make a revius, and that's good enough to him. Again, this is a machlokes. So ideally, the mekadesh, when he makes kiddush, he wants to rely on wine, he should have a molly lugmov. Only one go he can have it. He can have it one go in one setting. He has his molly lugmov of wine first, and then afterwards, or in the same time when he's drinking, he completes it up to another revius. So in total, he'll be having a molly lugmov, which is about 45 mil, plus a revius, which is 86. That's about 130 mil if you're having all together. And when he does that, then he's here to call out this. If he can't manage that, then he has to have his molly lugmov at least, plus another bit to make it into revius. So he has to have 86 mil at least in order to do this. Okay, everybody, so is that clear?
Yep, okay.
Yeah, all right, that's good. That's the thing. If someone can't eat a gazayas or drink a revius, I mean, someone's being curious, but he knows that he can't eat a gazayas of food, of mazonous food, or bread, or he can't drink a revius, the mighty shouldn't make kiddush at all. Such a person shouldn't make kiddush. The Mishnah Berurah writes, it doesn't help if the person who's making kiddush drinks. Because each person has to have a suda. So the moshel, let's say you've got 10 people that are listed to kiddush. The mekadesh drinks the wine. Let's say he has a revius of wine, whatever he needs to have. So he's yotzei makom suda. But if the shoymin, one of the shoymin, no, they can't eat or drink. They're not up to, they don't feel like they're hungry enough to eat or drink. Then they can't be yotzei kiddush now. There's nothing they can do. If they don't feel up to it, they're not going to force themselves. On Shabbos morning, we have to see about this once, but on Shabbos morning, what they should do is, on Shabbos morning, they should make kiddush from the Friday night kiddush, the nusach of kiddush Friday night, without the chulil, the broch itself. But if they can't be here to kiddush, they can't be here to kiddush. Someone who's a choyle, we also have to see about this. Someone who's a choyle who can't eat. He can't have wine or cake, but he wants to have some fruits or like a drink. But choyle's got a problem with the kiddush. Maybe someone will have to see about that, what you can do. Okay, Lamaisa, that's an interesting shadow of Ezra we'll see. Okay, let's move on to today's topic. Let's make kiddush on whiskey. So this is an interesting halacha. This is, we saw this already, I think we started this in Chama Medina. Again, the chayr from the Shulchan Aruch, it comes out, pashtus, that one should make kiddush on wine. Wine means wine or grape juice. That's considered, that's the best way of making kiddush. That's the chashivas of kiddush, is to make it on wine. That's what Chazal wanted. And the second, specifically, that a person should make kiddush on wine. If there's no wine available, as we saw already last time, that if there's no wine available, so you can use pass as a second substitute on Friday night. That means no wine is available, no wine or grape juice. Or let's say he's allergic to wine and grape juice and there's no one else who can make kiddush for him, then what he should do is he should make kiddush on bread. Same procedure, I think we spoke this out already, what he does is he washes his hands for the first time, and he goes along and says the nusach of kiddush. Let me just show you again what he would say. He would say the main nusach of kiddush that we say on Friday night. Let me just get a thing open here for the mirrors. He says, Yom HaShishi, And instead of bringing Pesach offering, obviously, he says, Hamitzi Lechem Ha'aretz. And then he says the next bracha, Asher Kedushalim Mitzvah Sovarot Savonu. And then he finishes off and he makes Hamitzi and gives out his Lechara to the people who are there. If he has it on Friday night, it's on Friday night, so if he's got no wine or grapes available, he will then make Kiddush on Pass. If that's also not available to him, he's got no wine and no Pass, then the next substitute is Chama Medina. Chama Medina is a drink that's drunk by in the country, and we said this could be varied in different countries. In America, you might have one drink that people drink a lot, and in England, it might be another drink. I mean, just to show you the model, I think black coffee in England is not very popular. But in France, black coffee is used quite a bit. So those who hold that coffee and tea, Chama Medina, we spoke about it. Also, we said coffee and tea is a drink which is given to people, it's a kosher of a thing, but it's not mamish, the spitz of Chama Medina. The Chama Medina, which is the spitz, which everyone agrees is good, is something like beer or whiskey, which is a very kosher drink, and you give it to people to drink as a social. You really make it as a, people enjoy the actual taste itself. That's the spitz. So let's talk about whiskey and beer, which is the Chama Medina, which is ideal. So on Friday night, if you've got no wine or bread, then on Friday night, your last option is to make it on Chama Medina. Let's talk about whiskey and beer. On Shabbos morning, we said, then the order changes, and obviously wine is again the first ideal. If you can't make wine, the next option is Chama Medina. Chama Medina goes from third place to second place on Shabbos morning. We explained, the Rosh says, because on Shabbos morning, the Suda starts more or less straight away. There's no bracha on the Kiddush. There's no Asher bracha bon, no Asher, yeah? You start straight away with the bracha. So if you start with Hamotzi Lechem and Oretz straight away, it looks like a normal meal. Every meal starts like that. There's no chashivas to the Shabbos meal. Actually, if you start with a shahaku, that's different to normal. You have a glass of whiskey or a glass of beer, that's really more chashivas, then that's better. So on Shabbos morning, Chama Medina takes preference. But from the Shulchan Aruch, it would seem that if you had a choice of wine or Chama Medina, one should only go for the Chama Medina if you've got no wine. If you've got a choice of both, then you go for the wine. That's the pashas in the Shulchan Aruch, that wine is the first choice. However, the Mishnah Berurah, Allah already brings down, if someone is chaviv alav Chama Medina, then it looks like some poskim are makel to use Chama Medina as a first choice. Yeah, so that's why some people, they say they like whiskey, they like beer. So some possum allow one, if you like whiskey or beer more than wine, for Shabbos morning, they allow you to make Kiddush on the Chama Medina first, as a first choice. Okay? Now here, the Mishnah Berurah says an interesting thing. In Reish Ayin Beis, of Cotton Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah says, Reish Ayin Beis, you've got the numbers. Im chovel a yayin sorov, yochel lekarsh lab yayin lechat chile b'nesein shukham medina, ach she's all. The Mishnah says like this, ach she's zoher, you must be careful, lekach kois machzik revias. The Mishnah says, if you're using Chama Medina, it has to go with all the rules of Kiddush. Says the Mishnah, what's the rules of Kiddush? You have to take a kois which holds a revias. How much rabbi said you have to drink of the kois of revias for Kiddush?
This.
How much do you have to drink out of the revias of a kois? When you make Kiddush on a kois. When you make Kiddush on a cup which contains a revias, how much are you meant to drink of that kois to be used to make Kiddush? Moly Lugmov. The idea is Moly Lugmov, which is actually a Roiva Revius. Moly Lugmov is about 86 mil. A Moly Lugmov for an average person about 45. So that Roiva Revius. Roiva Revius is a Moly Lugmov. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you're using Chama Medina, that's what he's talking about here, Yain Sorof, Yochal Kashal Begim Chathila, you're allowed to use it the Chathila. Actually, Zoyli got Kois Maxi Rubius. You should take a Kois which holds Rubius. But Nishnois Menu Molly Lugmov should Roiv Rubius. You should drink from it a Molly Lugmov which is Roiv Rubius. But with the Eved, Ovishat Afrach, Ain Yachel Nishnois Molly Lugmov, where the person himself who makes kids can't drink a Molly Lugmov, we can't drink 46 mil, 45 mil. They ain't a Yain Shamaskin. then you can join, like we said before, you can join the other people through the mitzvah of Kiddush. They can also partake of the whiskey, the yayin sorrow, and that will help towards the Moyer Lugmov. So the Mishnah is very adamant that a person can only be Yotzer Kiddush on Shabbos morning. He's talking about Shabbos morning here. He's not talking about Friday night. He's talking about Shabbos morning. This thing of making Kiddush on Chanukah Medina, when you got wine, is makel on Shabbos morning. This is important to know, yeah? On Shabbos morning, one can use this Eitzah. He doesn't like it on Friday night. This Eitzah of using whiskey, even though you got wine, is only to be used on Shabbos morning. So again, so the Mishnah is very adamant that a person fits in with a normal klolim of Kiddush. That is, he takes a kois which holds a revius, which is quite a lot, yeah? A revius is 86 mil. I mean, these L'chaim glasses are about 30 mil. So you need about two and a half times that amount. 30 mil or 60. No, three times that amount almost, yeah? You need three L'chaim glasses, really. A 30 mil kois is a third of a revius, really. 30 mil and 86 mil is a revius. So you need three L'chaim kois, according to Mishnah Berurah, the shear of three L'chaim cups, the small L'chaim cups, and you have to drink a mole lugmov of it. There is an interesting machlokes, and this is what other people are soimich on, not like the Mishnah Berurah. That is shitza taz. The taz actually was not talking about Kiddush. The taz is talking about an interesting halacha, and that is that we know when you have a drink, you need to have a revius of a drink to make a bracha achrona. That means if a person, for example, sips water and he never has a revius within a certain period of time, there's no obligation to make a bracha achrona. Says the Taz, this shear of revius, which is 86 mil, which has to be had in a certain amount of time to make a bracha achrona, does not apply, says the Taz, to whiskey, yain sorof. The Loshon of the Taz, more or less, is not mamish like this, but the Taz says, yain sorof, they say, no, eina bechlal shear revius, is not included in this shear revius. L'vi'inon b'sha'a maska, which you need by a normal liquid, in a bracha achrona. Mishum de bepulta, says the Taz, an interesting swara, because a small amount of whiskey is already a yishuv da'at. It already gives a person a satisfaction. Says the Taz, because of that, you need a much smaller amount to make a bracha achrona. The very bichidush of the Taz, that the Taz says you can make a bracha achrona on whiskey even if you don't have a revius. Because the whole chashivas of whiskey is to drink a small amount. Since the chashivas of whiskey is a drink of small amounts, says the Taz, you're allowed to make a bracha achrona on a small amount. Now, divided, we don't know what a small amount is. I'm going to speak about that, hopefully, very soon. On that, the Mogen Avraham disagrees. The Mogen Avraham disagrees with the Taz, and the Mogen Avraham says, no, there's no difference. In liquids, it's always a revius. The Mishnah Berurah works with this shitter, and therefore, the Mishnah Berurah, it always goes that whiskey is no different than the other drink, and therefore, just for a bracha achrona, you also need to have a revius, 86 mil to make a bracha achrona. L'chayla, this Taz is what people are using over here in Kiddush. You see the chashivas of whiskey, even a small amount. So hu adin, the gabi Kiddush, the Taz would say that you don't need to have a whole revius or molly lugmov of, you don't need to have a huge amount for, for Kiddush. What exactly do you need? That's a real question. So some hold that the kos should be full and one should drink the whole kos. That's the chashivas, because the chashivas is not when you drink a little bit of whiskey in a kos, you drink the whole lot. And therefore, they tie in that just to have a little sip of the kos is not right. A person makes shakoni vor on a kosher whiskey, and he drinks just a little shot of whiskey, and he puts the rest down, and he's over three quarters of the kos. That's not what the Taz is talking about. The chashivas of the whiskey is when you have the kos itself. And many hold that, actually, in modern lugmov as well, actually. But, okay, that's already, chiddush ready. Others say at least it should be the kos. Once you have the kos that where whiskey is in, one should have that whole kos. One shouldn't just have a little bit.
What about using a proper kos for whiskey?
What do you mean a proper kos? Not
just a plastic thing, it should be a proper kos, like, or the beginning of a kos.
Yeah, I suppose the hiddur. The only thing is, I think someone said this already once before, the only thing is that it could be it's different with whiskey, because a normal derech to drink is like this. It I don't know, we haven't got a right to this, but it's interesting. Someone asked us already last time, is there an Indian to have a whiskey and a proper Kiddush kris? I'm not sure. It could be. I haven't checked it up. I haven't got a right to this. It could be that since the normal derech to drink whiskey in this way, maybe that it's chashivas.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, coming back to here, the Masham and others hold that whiskey is so choshuv that the Taz, who says you can make a bracha chloy in a small amount, even allows just a sip. Even if you just have a small sip of the whiskey, that is already enough to be a chashiv. That's a very, very big chiddush already. So I'm saying we've got three chiddushim, we've got 3 points over here. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah holds that you have to have by whiskey the same as by wine. That means you have to have a kois which holds a ruvias, and you have to drink a boiled lugmov. Others are more lenient. They say you can have a l'chaim glass itself, but you should drink the whole l'chaim glass itself. Whatever's in the l'chaim glass wants to drink. And others, the Masham and others, look like they hold that one's even allowed to have a little sip of the l'chaim glass, and one can be yotza the kiddush in that way. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, have a very good night. Kolsov, good night.
Yes.
Sure, Kolsov. Sure, sure.
Thanks, Simcha.
Okay.
You went to the Pidyon HaBen?